Naturecast. Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. It's a great pleasure that we have Free Psychic Readings Friday with myself and special guest Kelly Jo Monahan. It's been a while doing these. I'm looking forward to having tonight's episode. We have a chance of interacting with directly with members of our audience and anyone interested in seeking some psychic guidance. In terms of Kelly Jo Monahan, she's been on the show numerous times over the years. She's a member of my family at this point. Kelly Jo is a renowned clairvoyant, psychic medium, pet psychic, medical intuitive, and a radio show host of her own. And she's a gifted clairvoyant and does a lot for her clients that she works with. And she's been doing spiritual counseling for quite some time. Kelly Jo's show is called the Biscuit and Tea Mystic Podcast. I've been on it numerous times. She's been involved with paranormal investigations, and she also offers house blessings, clearings, and she worked with missing people and missing pets and objects. And it's great to have Kelly Jo come and join us. And I'm just excited about having her on. She's been on radio and film, and it's been featured on Channel 57 and on 5 News for West Palm Beach. Her website is kellyjopsychic.com. I'm going to bring Kelly Jo on right now. I'm very excited to host the show with her tonight.
How are you?
Hey, Kelly Jo, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's been a while. I was looking back on the calendar. I was like, wow, it hasn't been since December that we had a show like this. So I'm like, wow, it goes fast. We're in 2023 in March already, almost the end of the first quarter.
Wow.
It goes pretty quick indeed. Kelly Jo, what's new? What's going on new with you? Do you like to share with our audience if there's anything that you'd like to share?
My show, The Six, I'm going to have the number lady on again, Joanne Leo. And then the 27th, I think, I'm going to have Carol Ann again. And I go to a one-day fair the 18th of this month over in Naples.
Excellent, excellent. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person at some point in the future. We've definitely done a lot of it. I think we've done over 40 episodes together, if you can believe that.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's been the last several years. I've known you since 2018. And one of the things I'll announce is just let everybody know there's a new podcast that's out there that I've been involved with my best friend, Megan Kane. Kelly Jo knows Megan. It's called Psychic Visions Podcast. It's with Electrocast Media. We just released our first intro episode last week. Check it out. If you want to, I encourage anyone in the audience to follow us on social media. You can look us up at Psychic Visions Podcast on Instagram. And we're in the process of making ourselves available on most forms of podcasts or can be found. So check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. Check out Electrocast Media, electrocast.com. It's a great group of people, and I'm so excited to be working with them. And I just want to let the audience know that as well.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm also at a really awesome new job that I love. And there's a lot of good things happening. And, you know, even with certain things that we might deal with, I know, Kelly Jo, you know this recently, my mom was in the hospital twice in the week, and she's still there, but she's getting released tomorrow. It's like sometimes we deal with personal struggles that everything could be going on great in your professional life and your social life, but then you got to deal with family responsibilities and stuff, and it makes you realize to appreciate life for every day that we have. And it's definitely given me a lot of context and perspective. And I know you've actually counseled me on this topic, so I thank you for that this week, by the way.
Oh, you're so well.
Just for the audience to understand, like when we talk on the show here, we talk when we're not recorded exactly the same way. so we can read for each other and come up with stuff and bounce things off each other's colleagues, spiritual colleagues that indulge in this stuff. And it's great.
And how is your mommy doing?
Good. She's supposed to get released tomorrow, so I'm very excited about
good.
That. Yeah. It definitely makes you appreciate it. So even being a medium, you look at the living and you have to really take every day as a precious gift that we just never know. So for sure.
Absolutely. All right,
so I'm going to start with these calls. I know they're listening to us. So 775 is our first call. Hi, 775. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Kelly Joe. Do you have a question for us? Where are you calling from and what's your name? Hi, 775. Are you there?
I'll try a MEC number. Hold on a second.
212.
Okay.
Hi, 212. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook, and I got Kelly Joe Monahan on the show with us. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jason and Kelly Joe. This is Bryn. Hi. Bryn from New York City calling.
Hi, Bryn. How you doing?
Okay, not too bad. I have a specific question. A lot of times I get a vision in my mind of waving my hand over a purse on a massage table. It's almost like a clearing kind of method, and I want to know what that's about. I have a feeling my guides are showing me some kind of technique they want me to learn. Or something like that, because I keep getting that intermittently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, sometimes I'll talk first. Kelly Joe, I know you're going to probably, I'll probably say it's first just for a second. As you're describing that, it sounds like Reiki energy healing. They're telling you to potentially pursue that. And that's something I'm looking, that you're being guided to help people in some way. If that's how I'm reading, as you say it, my spirit guides are telling me that it has something to do with you being encouraged to heal other people with a specific gift that you may have with manipulating energy. And you can look into that. Each state has their own way of doing it. You'd be in the police can do it, or in Florida, for example. And if you're in other states, just check out what that would entail. But that's actually something I got. Kelly, though, go ahead if you have something to add.
Yes, I agree with Jason. It is some form of healing. Look into how you get covered to be able to do that.
Okay, is it something that I learned from my guides or I take a class?
You'll probably have to have some form of way of being accredited.
Okay.
I'll make a recommendation. Just so you know, there's someone that I know personally, her name's Athena Bari. She's out in LA. And I don't know if she does virtual classes, but she taught me Reiki Energy Healing 1 and 2 last May. So I can check her out. She's on Instagram. It's Crystal Reiki Healer. And she is an amazing person. And I would recommend her if you're interested in wanting to learn that kind of stuff. It's really beneficial. You can learn to heal yourself with it. I'm a practitioner privately. I don't offer it to the public. I just use it for me and my family.
Sure.
Energy is a constant thing. And if you think of energy as constant, then why can't it be used in a healing way? And if you have the right intention, you can learn all that stuff. And yeah, I would highly recommend Athena Bari as somebody to check out. She's amazing. If you're near LA or she does distance, I think she does distance classes potentially.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for your help.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. That's interesting, Kelly Joe. What's been your experience with energy healing?
Oh, I was a massage therapist for about 29 years. And
that's right.
I did energy work along with the massage. My hands would get hot. I don't know what I call it. I called it healing all of God.
It's interesting because when I first started doing this stuff on the side in 2017, Megan, me to pursue pranic healing, which is a form just like Reiki. It's its own specialty, but there's own methodology. So I took that and then I went from that. And then I took the Reiki energy stuff last year. And I just think it can add an extra layer of healing modality options for people. Like my mom had a bad neck a few years ago. She still suffers from it. But I can do distance Reiki energy healing on her a little bit by actually imagining my mind to bring that healing energy. And she'll say to me, it feels like she's relieved of some tension in the body. Or even when I've had it done to me, it helped me sleep better. And I believe there's something too. It's just like you're a massage therapist and you could speak to that personally. And I just think it's a great question that someone started with because I really like
and
that.
You can send it long distance. You don't have to be in the presence of anybody.
Exactly. It's a blessing. Okay. Let's see. Our next number is 860. Hi, 860.
Hello.
This is Zook and Kelly Joe Monahan. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from? And what's your question for us?
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm from Connecticut. And I'd like to know what my angels and guides most want me to know right now. and thank you.
You're on the right pathway. And they're working with you in dream time. And keep a journal. So that'll help you a lot.
For the dreams, because I don't remember any.
Put a glass of water by your bed.
Glass of water?
Yeah, it helps conduct your dreams.
Oh. Help me remember them. I guess I dream, but I don't remember.
It'll help you remember and tell yourself when you go to bed, you'll remember your dream.
Okay.
And keep a tablet to write down what you remembered. And don't go to the bathroom. Because when you go to the bathroom, you pee your dream away.
Oh, in the morning?
Yep.
Oh,
write it down before you go to the bathroom.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Thank you, Kojo. As I write notes as Kelly Jo speaks, and one of the things I'm writing down is you have a transition coming up that's very positive, middle of the year. It's going to be good change for you. When I say that sometimes people fear change, I will say that this is something that can reflect you feeling closer to people in your life. If there's been some people that have run astray or haven't been as close to you in the last few years, if they were in their own lives, having their own, I almost feel like somebody had issues with a relationship that occupied a lot of their energy and you may have been distant from someone close like that. If that's the case, I feel like someone's coming back into your life and there's balance coming to you. So it's a good transition. And I'm just being told to tell you, hold your ground with things. Don't doubt yourself. Don't get worried about, I know we all do. Trust me. I know I do. Every morning I wake up and think of something to worry about. And then I change my intention and start thinking positive thoughts. I'm being told to tell you, don't worry too much the next 2 months, even if it deals with financial stuff or if there's something you've been waiting on to happen. And that as you go into the year, it's going to get better for you. But just hold your ground and keep going with what you're doing right now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you both so very much.
Another thing I need to add, I see expansion for you. So you're going to go out of your comfort zone and have opportunities presented.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
One last thing to tell you too, and I just want to add this, that Tom, to tell you that if you ever feel like you're not clear with your ideas, journal. Like meditate and journal if you can, use breath work exercises. But I feel like you'll have some creative flow coming your way that's going to help you with all these changes that are good for you. It's going to even expand your perspective even more. So consider being creative. And if it means writing something or journaling or even doing a walking, like moving meditation type thing where you have music. And I love to do that. When I go out for walks, I listen to music. It helps put me in a balanced mindset, grounds me. It's something like that. That's how I'm going to tell you to make sure you pay attention to that in the next few months because you're going to enjoy the summer.
Oh, nice. Thank you both so much. This is good news.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Kelly Jo, I'll say one thing, you know, that I appreciate you for personally as well. And when people call and talk to us, I feel like that sometimes if you have that right connection, you could really help. Like, I mean, I felt healed the other night when I spoke to you about my mom's situation. I felt healed just talking to you and having that ability of exchanging that information and possibly being motivated through some spiritual way. And I think I love that we can do this on the air.
Oh, it's such an honor to be able to help people.
Yeah, it's just a blessing, and I consider that more than anything else. Okay, so we have 310 here. Hi, 310.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. Welcome to the show. You have a question for Kelly Jo? Hey.
Yeah. So I was fired from a job that I started in November. I was fired in February, and it wasn't because I didn't do anything wrong. It was just that I couldn't pass the training phase. They even extended the training 2 weeks to help me, but I couldn't do it. They said I'm eligible for rehire, but right now I'm out of work and everything, and I've been putting my feelers out just to plank for everything under the sun, and I keep getting rejected. So I'm just wondering if you see a job coming from the VL soon or if this place is going to rehire me.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, let me go first. Okay. When you were telling me your story, so I was writing down the information. And one of the things I want to tell you is you're going to overcome all of this and you're going to have a job. I feel like that you're probably going to have some type of a temporary situation from the prior job you were in that you're talking about, but then you're like growing and advancing to something else. And there's something that's coming back, like vindicating you with that test you were talking about. You're going to have something that's presented as an opportunity. as an attorney, I had to take bar exams. And I'll admit, I failed a bar exam once or twice in different states I tried to take. And it can be very discouraging and it can hurt you. And you can feel almost bruised and wounded by it. As you're talking to me, I felt that thing to share with you that you could feel bruised or wounded. But guess what? Once you overcome and master that challenge, it's irrelevant how many times you tried for it. And I'm going to tell you that there's something presented as an opportunity for you to overcome that. I would just say, look at your options in terms of your goals, because I see you having doors open for you, the image of doors actually opening for job stuff in the future. So like in the near future, you're going to have something temporary. And then I feel like after that, you're going to be offered something in a much better situation for yourself.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm waiting to hear from a beverage company I just applied for. He said, because I had the interview last Thursday, he said it'd be about a week and a half. So by Monday, I should know something. And I'm also waiting to hear from, there was another company that I just applied for as a train company to do crack repair and everything, but I'm still reapplying at the job I just lost too. So I just keep putting my applications in and hoping for the best. So it's a good company, a good place to work. But
think in your mind when you're applying for these jobs, think of like yourself envisioning yourself like getting one of the jobs or being offered more than one job. Because I almost see, as I said, I see you in a hallway with multiple doors and each job represents a business opportunity for yourself with the next 12 months. So I almost feel like whatever you're getting now is leading you to also do other things. Not saying that you're not going to be employed, but you're going to be growing. You're going to have advantages and opportunities that pay you better. You'll be happy. Ultimately, with the direction you're going to be headed.
So you think I'll have a job by the end of this month?
I do feel like that. It's definitely in April you'll be working. As I said, you're going to be leapfrogging. I did that myself, where you jump from one level to the next, and you don't realize the investments here in that next opportunity. So I could see that something like that happening in your situation.
Okay. It's really funny that you said that too, because I just wanted to let you know that I've been having reoccurring dreams about going back to the job I got fired from. So it's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
That's all.
I don't think with the opportunity of your other job, I think it's coming offer, definitely going to be offered to you. But the reason I say temporary, I think there's something within a few months' time you're going to wind up getting then another opportunity through this company. There's something else that you're going to find out about. So keep all your options open and keep an open mind.
I definitely will. All right. Thank you very much.
And what I'm seeing is you could have a job where you're driving. Because I see a route, and you're driving a route.
Okay.
So I'm seeing something like that.
All right.
And I feel like they would help pay for, if you need a CDL or something, they'll help pay for that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're really good with directions. Yay!
Yeah, I am. I really am.
Yeah.
And you might work. I see, as Kelly Joe mentioned driving or whatever, I actually had an image of you working at a company that had initials, like well-known initials, like A&E or like TLC. I'm trying to say, there's a company that's got some initials for part of the branding and the head, and the actual like letterhead.
That's funny because I've been applying for jobs at Anheuser-Busch. Generon is the company I got fired from. And then the other company, the PXS is the railroad. And then the beverage job is called Adirondack Beverages.
And then also
DHL. DHL. Okay.
You're going to have advancement with initials, but keep that in mind with opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome. All right. So we have, let's see, 1 second.
User error.
I resemble that remark.
Hi, 216. Welcome to the show. This is Jason and Kelly Joe. Do you have a question for us? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello? Hello.
Yes, 216. Welcome to the show.
Oh,
how are you?
I heard my phone beep. I know, that's so funny. And then I heard 216. Hello. Hi, Kelly Joe. How are both? I hope you two are doing wonderful on this Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, you're right.
Question, and we're,
give us my question to you is a work question. In my department, we have 5 people, and the team lead, the manager, was out for a month in January for almost 5 weeks. She got an unexpected illness. But when she came back, she was there. She was a change, so nice and kind. She's not always nice and kind to me. But now she's starting back to her attitude again. Can you pick up? Is she going to go back to her old ways? I'm just curious. I thought maybe turned her light, turned her nicer.
Maybe. You know what I mean?
Oh, she'll revert back.
Oh, God. Oh, go on. I know. You just have to, people, human people. Oh.
People are people.
Back. What's that?
People are people.
I know. She's going to go back to her nasty ways, isn't she?
Yep.
Why does she act that way, Kelly Jo? What is it?
She's sour. She's sour on life.
That's really what it is, isn't it?
Yep. And then she like, she's slimer. She slimes you.
I know. I'm the one she slimes.
Don't let her. Put your egg bubble on and be inside that bubble and everything falls off like Teflon. There you go.
And she gave me a good review and all that. But why does she slime? I don't do anything to her. It's so frustrating.
It's not you.
Okay, I get it.
It's not about you. It's about her.
All right.
Okay, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's all about her, not you.
But everything is all about her. That's her personality, though. It is. It's all about me. But I get what you're saying, Kelly. I know. It's just frustrating. I know. But at least I only have to go in the office twice a week with her.
Just put purple light on her. It won't hurt her, and it'll transmute. So just purple light her, and there you go.
Because I enjoy my job. Thank you, Kelly Jo. And you were so right. I got a raisin bonus. You're very right.
You're welcome.
You're really accurate. I'm still loving on my dog. Okay, Jason, what are you picking? What are you picking up?
I will totally champion that as well. I love calling Kelly Jo, which makes the predictions. I'm like, oh, wow. And then they happen. You're like, wow.
I don't think she's ever been wrong with questions ever. And I shouldn't say that. Never. Huh?
I will just tell you, she's always amazed and impressed me. Kelly Jo, I'll be happy to tell you that all the time.
Well,
going back to your situation. I'll say that
yeah.
I'm being told by spirit guides, I'm like writing notes as you talk right now. And Kelly Jo, I feel like we can feed into each other. We pick up stuff. I'm being told to tell you don't get involved in the personal matters with her at all, because I feel like she's got either some undiagnosed mental health condition, she needs to see help and get help for herself, or there's been some life transitions that are impacting her at home and pouring into the workplace. That's why she gets moody. And I also feel like there's issues with her. I'm being told basically, the best thing you could do, and I had someone like that in an old job, where the person, like, the day they were out, everybody felt like it was a vacation day, yet we're all working because of the kind of tension they can create in the work environment, and they just wreak havoc.
I know.
And a lot of times those people feel self-important, and they feel like they have to one-up you or make feel low at their expense. So I'm being told to tell you one thing, definitely don't get involved in anything personal with this person. And anytime you're working together, keep it official. And if there's something being alleged or asserted that you know is not accurate, make sure you set the record straight and state what you need to state. I'm being told to tell you to focus on a couple of things outside of your work life. Focus back on you, good things that you can bring into your life. If it's getting involved with a charity or nonprofit, if it's meeting a bucket list that you haven't done, taking a trip. Like, I want to go to Sedona, Arizona after talking to somebody I work with today. If you can go back to a place that you love or do something that can bring you a little enjoyment outside of all the stress of the daily work week, my spirit guides are telling me it's time for you to do that. You'll gain some perspective and you won't feel as under pressure. I feel like you felt like you're under a lot of pressure right now, and that pressure is going to be alleviated by mid-April for some reason. So there's some positive.
It's tax
if it's a project you're involved in.
So perfect. It's tax season. It's the busiest time of the year.
And that's what I'm saying. You're expected to take a trip after that. And you're being told to like, take the shoes off, put the feet up. Like almost like Netflix and chill, but in your own way of whatever it is you like to do that you can gain some enjoyment for a little while just to calm yourself. Because calming the mind and freeing yourself of that stress is very healthy for you in the long run. And focusing on projects for yourself, there's so many things you could do with that. You probably can think of 10 things off the top of your head if you're really focused on things that you could do that would make you feel better. If it's getting together with friends or doing a hobby. I like doing this. Here we are. So whatever it is you could find. Try to pursue some things outside of work, because you'll find over time this work environment is going to change anyway by the summer. By July, you're not going to be dealing with that kind of stress in the environment. It's going to be positive for you. Either new people come in, I can see almost like a new HR person or somebody with new policy procedures. People get transferred around for job duties, and you're going to feel better about what you're doing.
I do enjoy my job. There's always one person. 99.999 are wonderful to work with. They are kind. She is what is called the thorn in the side. She's the only person. I really mean that. It's too bad.
I know. It's always one. It only takes one. But the big picture of this
maybe
is you're not going to have to.
Maybe she'll.
It's interesting how things can happen. Sometimes the universe works things out. God works things out without you even having to. So I'm just being told to keep it professional with her. Don't get personal with her. Don't take it personal if she gives you a dirty look or if she's not responsive to you. Because I feel like she may have some like sadness that's going on and behind the scenes. And that's something she's got to work through. But she eventually will. But I don't think it's going to have as great of an impact as you could expect going forward towards the summer month.
Okay.
And you're not changing your job. Okay. There's job changes coming to you that you'll be happy with is how I see it.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy my job. I do. I told you, bitter people just get on me. There's no excuse to take it on other people, but that's life. Sorry, Kelly Jo. I know. Yeah. Kelly's right. Deal with it.
You're going to be successful with it. So that's what I see happening. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you. That so reminds me, Kelly Jo, of just like when you're in that work environment, that one toxic person could cause the whole thing to get disrupted.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like everybody's problem becomes that person's issue. So let me see the next person. All right. Hi, 813. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? And where are you from? Good, good.
I'm Christy from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, hi, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hope you guys have a nice Friday.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I wanted to see what you guys get for this year for me. What the spirit guides are telling you guys, any information I need to know. Really pretty broad.
Things are going to get better for you. And things are going to turn around on a dime. So here's your dime. So you're going to have swift changes, like a lightning bolt out of the blue. So rest period is over.
Any like specific? Is that work related? Is that love related? Is that
related life-wise? All aspects, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally.
Spiritually, huh?
You've been in a holder pattern for the past 2 years. So now it's time to go forward.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
And your spidey senses are right. So
listen
to your intuition.
Yeah, just my intuition on things.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been. Yeah. A lot of spiritual things, and I see a lot of numbers and all that kind of stuff all the time, every day.
That's your sign that you're there, you're being supported.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
All right. Christy, I was writing some notes, by the way. Thank you for calling in today. I'm just saying that as Kelly Jo was talking to you, I was writing down, don't feel stuck. You're not stuck. You can actually do anything in this respect. If there's something in your life that you feel like you're frustrated with, you can actually have the intention and manifest changes, and you're going to see that increase more and more between March and, say, August. Like, over the summer months, you're going to really see positive changes happening in your life because you're manifesting positive intentions. And I see you're not going to feel like anything that's held you back is going to really continue to hold you back, and you're going to be magnetized. I see something that you're going to be magnetic in your love life, and there's going to be people attracted to you with the changes that are coming up. That's how I see things. That's just your personal life. But in professional, I feel like you're going to shine in ways you don't realize yet. You're going to be given increased responsibility in your job environment, and they're going to give you an increase in pay as well. And then I also feel like you're going to pursue finishing some obligations in the past that you haven't managed to do. You're going to get done. So something comes your way that's going to give you opportunity. I almost feel like it's paying off debts, but I almost feel like it's also like other opportunities. You're going to feel more comfortable in your skin, and you're not going to feel like you're behind the eight ball sometimes, or having to worry about something that isn't going to affect you or impact you. You're going to see that change in your future too. You're going to see greater comfort and safety within yourself. And I feel like it's people coming into your life too that are going to help you with that. There's friends coming in, and I feel like you're going to feel by August, I think you're going to look back at this period of time, tell you just maybe 2 years. And I could see that too, but I think you're going to almost like the turning a page, like the last 2 years have been worse than others, but there are bright opportunities coming up for you that when you see this, you're gonna look back at the darker moment that you felt like you had, and it'll give you insight in ways you haven't had before, but it'll also help you feel if there's anything residual that's been frustrating you for some time.
All right, that sounds good. All positive 2023. So that's good.
Totally.
It's what I'm hoping for. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you guys. I appreciate your time.
No problem. The last thing I'll say is you're gonna get involved with something with nutrition. It's something new that you haven't done before, but it's going to really catch on for you, and you're going to help people with it. So I don't know if that's like
nutritional counseling or guiding or giving people some personal advice and coaching them, but there's something like that I see coming up for you as well. And okay. You'll have an online following with that. You might have a website for yourself or maybe an Instagram group or a Facebook group or Instagram profile. There's going to be something you do that promotes that you haven't created yet too.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Great.
Right. You might do it with other colleagues or friends. Thank you.
Thank all you right. guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. Kelly Jo, how can our audience reach you? We're halfway through the show. Might as well want to ask that now.
KellyJoPsychic.com. Or you can call me for a private reading, 561-333-5367.
And people can reach me through the Social Psychic on Instagram. Also, I have the Social Psychic YouTube channel. And you can always go to my website, thesocialpsychic.com, and check out our shows, as I said, Psychic Visions and this show, of course. Okay. It looks like 559.
Hi, 559.
Hi, Kelly.
Welcome to the show. This is Jason.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling?
Marissa.
Hi, Marissa from Texas. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a specific question. It has to do with when do you see me changing jobs or careers anytime soon?
Can we go first, Kelly? Tell you.
Yeah, I'll go. I see it within the next 3 months.
Oh, really? Okay. You know, conspiracy, what kind of job am I going to get?
It feels more like head over people, like managerial.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't done any of that kind of work, but
anyway,
I've had a lot of different jobs.
But it has to do with training. And you're okay, really good training. With people.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm working part-time and I'm looking for a full-time job. And I have a bachelor's in early childhood development, but working with kids in the classroom, I have a lot of anxiety now and it's hard for me to keep up with the work. So I was looking to see if there's something else that I was going to get into.
Another thing, there's more schooling for you too.
Okay. Okay.
And when you're older, awesome. You might be a child psychiatrist.
Okay, I was interested in that. All right. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. You ready? This is why I got Marissa. I'll find out if you guys are talking just now.
All right.
I said, got the word May. So I say by May the latest. But I see before May, you'll know about job. I got you with the letter. I got HR trainer. So I think you might have an opportunity with HR to get trained to do stuff like with a larger corporate entity. And then I also, before you said it, I wrote down the word jack of all trades. That's like reflecting your versatility in the work environment. And then I wrote down certifications, working with children and disadvantaged individuals, less on feet, something about paying attention in the future, that if you feel like your joints are like arthritic or if you feel pain in the joint, like you'll be able to get, like you're going to do something to correct that. You won't be on your feet as much in a new position, or there's going to be something that you do that helps alleviate that kind of thing, but pay attention to that. It's not, it's just something that I'm seeing that if you have to deal with like discomfort, like as we age, we all have the aches and pains that happen. Just pay attention to it. I'm not seeing anything that's too alarming about it, but just to not get bent out of shape about it. It's just something you could probably correct with whatever methodologies you choose to use.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. And you guys have a great evening.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Hi, 347. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
what's your name?
Good. I'm Linda. Call us from New York.
Hi, Linda from New York. What's your question for Kelly Jo?
About work, because should be starting another job next week because I don't like this job a lot. But I have to get a certificate. I wanted to know if I'll pass in time.
Go ahead, Jay.
There's something that. So you're like me. I focus a lot on things when I'm stressed about. Like if you're in a job environment you're not happy with or if there's something you want to make changes with, it can sometimes occupy a lot of our energy. And I'm being told to tell you that if you overthink or you find yourself overthinking, take steps to limit that because you are going to have a new job coming your way. You're not going to be in the same environment you've been dealing with. I just think that there's something that happened in that environment that's not managed properly and they should handle it better. Your new job is not going to be that type of an issue. And I also think, so I'm being told to tell you like within 2 months or so from now, if you actively pursue looking at another job without anyone, like just doing it your own way, you're going to find, and I feel like you're getting contacted through like a LinkedIn
or one of those websites like ZipRecruiter or whatever, if you're not on those sites, I would put your information on those sites because I feel like you're going to be discovered on one of those sites for a new position for yourself. And I see you corresponding to that, and then that leads to an interview and then an opportunity about 3 weeks after that.
But I was supposed to start like next week.
This is something coming your way that you haven't been exposed to yet, that you haven't found out about yet. That's what, there's going to be something that's coming your way within 60 days from now that you're not going to feel stressed or you're going to have making good money for yourself too. Mm.
So you don't see it in this one?
If you are starting this position, it's going to be a transitional job for you. It's not going to be one that you stay at permanently because you're going to have more coming from a new position that offers you more money, flexibility, opportunity. Those are the kind of things I'm getting from it. Mm. Okay. Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
Yeah, I agree with him that it's only temporary where you're going. It's just a step up to something much, much better.
Oh. Are they paying way more than what I'm like working at right now? So I was hoping that.
You're going to have even another pay increase after this. You're not limited where you're at. You're going to make more. And there might be something in the future about the home inspection something.
Huh?
I got something with the words home inspection something. There might be something you interact with that with a new job environment. If you're not doing that directly, it might be like a client of yours or someone you work with. I just see positive opportunities ahead for you. I would tell you if I saw setbacks or things to be concerned about. My spirit guides are telling me to tell you keep an open mind with your employment opportunities because you could limit yourself by limiting your thought processes. But if you keep an open mind and think that you could be flexible with other opportunities, you're going to attract new beginnings for yourself that you're going to be very happy with. Making more money, feeling more stable, I just feel like you're going to enjoy what is going to be coming from this new position. They're going to train you, give you responsibility, and you're going to enjoy all of it. I don't see any struggle at all.
I also see like bonuses and stuff too for you. So, won't that be nice having in your bonus?
Yeah.
A holiday party too. So it's a larger entity, not a small mom and pop kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. 780. Hi, 780. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself?
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. Hello, Jason and Kelly Jo.
Hi, Jay.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. My question is, it seems like a theme about job. I recently got let go on the 24th, but I had 3 months for it. They actually gave me severance, which is good. So I'm looking for a job right now. But my question is, I don't know which kind of industry to go towards. And just to confirm, there's construction, technical, and parts. That's the main jobs I'm looking at, or the job positions I'm looking at.
It feels like more technical.
Yeah.
You'd be good at that. And you'd be good in sales, and you're a good closer. If you believe in something, you could sell ice to an Eskimo.
Okay. Thank you for the confirmation.
Well, that's the flavor of what I see for you. And it's going to happen within a sec. So 6 days or 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take long to find right now. I'm just getting my resume all. How'd you say it? Kind of like perfect as much as I can.
Yeah, so,
but for me, I'm a little bit scared too because I haven't done this for a while. I thought this job would last me a long time, but unfortunately it hasn't. But I thought it carried me until my retirement, but I guess we'll see what happens. But it seems like seems like industries are looking for anybody right now to fill the positions.
And you're a great candidate, so just plug in that word that needs to be plugged in for the job you're looking for.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So it's really interesting comparing the resume to the job posting words too. So yeah, it's really been an interesting time. 10 years ago, we didn't have the technology to do that, but now we do.
And I see that you'll work for a bigger company and you might have to travel. So you might be like a fixer dude.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to stay in town. I was working for a big company already, or my past job, and I found out it was great. Didn't do any traveling or anything like that, and that's what I wanted. But if you're talking about field service work, I don't know. I'm more of an inside person, basically.
You don't have to travel all the time. I think maybe twice a year you have to travel and get training. That's what I mean by travel. And then you'll be the guy that's like the inside person that fixes the stuff.
Okay. So yeah.
That's what I'm getting. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Great. Jay, so you guys are talking. I write down stuff. My spirit guide tells me to come up with stuff that's related to what you're asking about. And yeah. I wrote down the word park. You mentioned parks. And there's something about a position with a park or governmental entity. Yeah, like a governmental entity that's connected to the parks in your area. It's a hybrid position. Insightful. Oh. You'd be acting and working with coordinators. And part of it would involve marketing stuff with the park or parks. And it's going to be very multifaceted. And there's going to be some type of convention or conference that's connected to where you're going to be involved with. I see you excited about the opportunity. So there's something you're going to find out about. And I think it's between the end of March and early May, I feel like if it's a hiring process or I'm seeing that as an opportunity. I also feel like there's going to be somebody that works with you that mentors you as well, that you're not just going to be limited to the positions in life that you've had. And they're going to try to get you to look at other larger like positions for yourself.
Jason, it wasn't parks. It was actually parts, P-A-R-T-S. Sorry.
That's okay. Here's what I'll say to you. There's something about a park. Or like I was thinking park. Like, how do I phrase it? You know how they have like natural parks and they have... There's almost if you have a natural park with a convention center or some type of facility that people like host at, there's going to be some type of position that you're going to work with or be involved with that kind of an entity. And it's going to lead you to other opportunities further down the road. And I feel like if you start actively pursuing these positions, you'll find out about this job and you're going to have something to work with between March and May, for sure. By early May, I see you working.
Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. Thank you.
Keep us posted. Thank you.
Yes, I will do my due diligence to keep moving on and looking at opportunities when they present themselves.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Your next job, you'll be able to retire from.
Okay. Thank you. That's always great to hear. But you know what, Kelly Jo, as long as you have it in our brains, and hopefully our body hasn't gone by then, and you still have your job and still keep on working.
And then I hear, they like me, they really like me. So you're going to be really liked.
Yeah, awesome. I love that.
I'm going to add this last thing that Kelly Jo just said too. As this happens, you're also going to have other things open up for you in your life that aren't just work-related that are going to really give you something to be excited about in the morning when you wake up. So I don't know if there's people coming in your life or if you're going to be connecting with people you haven't connected with in a while, but there's something there that I see being added as well around the same time you start this new position and work in it.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I'm just letting go of stuff. And I made a promise to God, but to my anger stuff down. So I'm just really being mindful of that. So
you've done a lot of self work already for yourself. You've done a lot of healing, a lot of self work. And what I'm going to tell you is like the stuff you're going to be doing, I almost feel like there's going to be a social group network of people through your new position that's going to give you some added meaning and purpose outside of working hard. As you just said, that's what I'm getting. And I feel like you're going to be very mindful for yourself going forward in a positive way. And one of the things I learned during the pandemic, don't wake up thinking about what you've gone through in the past because you're not going to enjoy that day. If you change it up and think of something that you look forward to first thing in the morning, you might be more willing to smile more as you start your morning routine. But I see you having that change. That's a mindset. I see a paradigm shift happening for you right now. And you're also undergoing a spiritual awakening. So you're going to literally see like angel numbers, 333, 222, those kind of things. And you're going to be more spiritually engaging as you go forward as well. So
I've seen those numbers a while, but thank you much for reconfirming. I see them all the time, actually.
It's synchronicity. Those angel numbers are like a compass, and they guide you.
Yes, they are.
Something that I will say that they're blessing.
Yes, blessing from messengers of God's words.
Absolutely. And absolutely. And our deceased relatives as well. We have people on the other side that guide us through angel numbers and synchronicity, I believe, and dreams and stuff. So you can be guided. Pay attention to the relatives that are popping in to give you that. They're telling me they're your dream team on the other side. And they're propping you up and they want you to not get discouraged and know that things are going to work out for you.
Well, yeah, sometimes, you only can do so much on yourself, but you need some cheering team to keep you going.
Absolutely. They're there for you.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jay.
I'm grateful for your
good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Those are the calls I love, like where we can talk to people and you can connect and relate to what they're struggling with, what they're dealing with. I know when I first started out as a lawyer, I struggled trying to find the right job to fit for me. And I know, Kelly, we did have clients that come to us with these kind of things, and it's great to see when they eventually get out of that perspective of, is this going to work out? Yeah, it's working out. You're already making the right steps for yourself and improving and working and healing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have 813 here. Hi, 813. Welcome to the show. This is Jason. Do you have a question for Kelly Joe on my phone?
Hello?
813?
Okay. I try 954.
Hi, 954.
Hi, welcome Kelly Joe. Jason, this is Sharon from Florida.
Hi. Hello.
I have a general question. I just don't feel like I'm on the right track. Do you see any changes?
Go ahead, Jay.
I get, yes. Something about you being patient with yourself. Something that you've been feeling restricted with. Almost like you're waiting for a conversation with somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, or you're waiting for a new opportunity. I feel like I'm being told to tell you, just be a little patient with yourself, because you're going to notice something that's been really occupying a lot of headspace for you. Last several months, in April at some point or early May, I see a turning of the page for you. So that represents clarity and greater assurance for yourself, reassuring, and you're not going to feel as like, I almost feel like sometimes you can feel like you're in a fog. I get like that sometimes, and you're frustrated about things. Don't try to understand people if they act in a way that's inconsistent the way you think you would act, because I'm being told to tell you from spirit guides, other people don't dictate how you feel inside. It's only how you react to them that can cause that. And so one of the things I'm being told to tell you is, know that sometimes people can act erratically, but it may not have anything to do with you at all. But you might be the recipient coming in contact with that person. So the advice I'm being told to tell you is, keep a distance from anyone that might be negative towards you, but there's transitions happening, and ultimately by April or so, you're going to feel like you're not as dealing with competing interests all the time.
You're right about the fog. I think that the conflict you're referring to is my boss. Do you see a new job coming maybe in April?
Either changes internally where they switch people around, or you might have an opportunity to transfer, or you'll have a new job coming to you. There's something like that I can see. As you ask that question, that's what I got coming to me. I almost, Kelly's just better at doing this than me, but I almost feel like there's going to be a day in April where you're like coming to yourself or walking with a playful gait, like you're not being stuck or trapped or feeling frustrated. I always feel like there's a personal enjoyment for yourself about the new opportunity.
Yeah, because I feel very stuck and very frustrated, which kind of affects everything in your life.
Understandable. And that's why I'm going to tell you that you're not going to have that going forward in a month and a half from now, if we're in early March already. I know going through the next month may seem like, oh God, it gets better as you go through the month. And then April is really a good opportunity. And if you are thinking, I almost feel like you have either an option where this person might transfer to another area or be involved in a different project and get assigned away from you, or you'll be reporting to someone that you like better. Something like that internally will make it switch shuffle around, but I also think you have career opportunity changes too.
Okay. Any spiritual people, any of my spirit family around?
I feel you have a plethora of people. There's a grouping there. To do that in this context would be hard, but I would just say that you have signs and messages you get already. And they're telling me they're almost like a shout out. They're letting you know they're around you. And when they see you get frustrated when you're by yourself, they want you to not. It's almost like they wish they could pat you on the back and make you smile more, or do something silly to make you laugh. If they did jokes or impersonations or sayings or did something, I just see one of them theatrical and trying to make you more lighthearted or not as upset. And the other one's trying to tell you that it's going to get better. So anytime you're spending right now, like being down about this, it's going to change. So just try to keep a positive approach the best you can, even how hard it might feel, if possible.
Okay. And me, I'm saying you can get transferred within the company you're in. You're still going to work governmental work. And then your husband's around you and he's laughing.
I'm sure he is.
He goes, you did it again.
Yeah,
he knows me well. All right. Thank you both. Jason, you're wonderful. Kelly Joe, you're wonderful. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Appreciate it. I think there's another one right here. Hi, 407. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Kelly Joe. Do you have a question for either of us? 407?
Hello.
Hello? Yeah, hi. Welcome to the show.
Oh.
Hi. You here?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah,
you What's your name? That's okay. Where's from?
My name's Cameron Sparshaw.
Okay, Cameron, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Kelly Joanna? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, welcome. Question for us, Cameron.
So, I guess the question I asked, so I'm in a job right now that like I enjoy and I have a passion for, but I just feel like I could be doing something more. And I've been thinking along the lines of trying to do like modeling or something with fitness. But like a part of me wants to stay put where I am. So I'm just in a three-way road right now where I'm just trying to figure out which way to go. So I'm kind of lost.
Okay.
You aren't going to cut your nose off to spite your face. But yes, you do have the ratio to be a model. Either have the it or you don't have the it, and you got the it. So I would recommend getting an agent and trying that. And I see, like, when you first start out, you'll do, like, underwear. Men's underwear.
Wow.
And then you look good in a suit, so then you'll do suits. So I do see that. That'll probably happen all the end of the year, and then you also are going to end up, there's a connection with California in you. It's through work, the modeling thing. Am I making sense to you?
Oh, yeah, I'm just I'm a little flabbergasted, that's all.
And you have a good exercise routine, they're telling me. And then later on, you could have offer of movie and TV. There you go. Wow.
Okay. I have, thanks for calling us, by the way. A couple things.
Oh, no problem.
You're going to be doing something. You're going to be starting with a new fitness routine that's going to lead you into expanding your horizons with opportunities like Kelly Joe was mentioning on. I also got you being connected to somebody who's going to coach you or mentor you and help you grow your relationships in the industry for yourself. I also see with management, somebody's going to manage you and help you with projects. I got steady flow of projects up, and you're going to have a website or a social media presence that's different than what you've had already. You're going to grow that. And then I also see something where you're going to promote things with things you're like passionate about with reels or some type of like digital creation that you might, you know, it could be basically like your, what's your motivational thing or what's your spiritual thing, or to see you having a variety of different angles, but it's not just going to talk about what you do at your day job, but you're going to be presenting yourself and it's going to fit your branding. So I got the word branding around you. And I also think you're going to have opportunities that at some point in the future, once you feel like you've done enough what you're doing, you're going to actually coach others and mentor others in the industry years down the road. So you're going to be in this for a long time. And I agree with Kelly Joe. I see you taking trips out west, Vegas, California. I got something about Sacramento, which is Northern California, I believe. And I also think you're going to do something in Texas. There's something about a Texas opportunity as well. I wouldn't be surprised if you wind up doing other areas of talent, like acting as well. Because I see you potentially on a job site and merchandise comes off of you too. So you might be a spokesperson for something.
I see him getting approached to sell something and he gets residuals.
Might even be fitness products or some type of something you're passionate about. Because I see you with reels and I see you discussing topics of interest to yourself and you develop an audience and you're like watching yourself with this stuff and you feel a purpose to it, a certain level of satisfaction that you haven't felt in a while, and you won't feel as insecure. And look, you're always going to feel nervous. Anytime you do something new, you'll get nervous with it. But the thing is, train your mind not to be as nervous, because you have a natural talent that overcompensates for anything what nerves can take away from. So I'm being told to tell you, focus on the things you know you're confident about, and if you find yourself getting nervous, do breath work, do meditation, just reassure yourself that you're in the right place at the right time and you're doing what you need to do.
That's been pretty funny, because over the last couple of months, I've just gotten this feeling where I know I could be doing more. And I would like just show up to my job and just be like, in a sense, I'd be kind of just like feeling down, because I'm like, I feel like I can be doing more than this. Like my mind and my heart for the last few months have been like, you're destined for more than this.
Well,
I can agree with that.
You are going to have your opportunity.
Definitely. And you know what's funny about it too? You may not see it for yourself, but you got to learn to manifest that for yourself. Meaning you see it, you have a vision board, you focus your goals on it, and you'll see over time, things ease better, they flow better. I got steady flow of opportunity.
Wow. And I actually have just one more question too, actually. I heard somebody else ask this question, so I figured I would just ask. Has there been like any presence of my family around me lately? Because my uncle actually just passed away like last week. And I don't know, I just like, no. I feel that like him or my grandfather has been like around me. I don't know. I just get these like weird feelings sometimes.
I would say absolutely. As you said that, I got yes. And I also think, and I know this is like I was talking about, but pay attention to dreams, because that's one of the easiest ways that you can be aware of a spiritual loved one on the other side, is they'll communicate to us when we're asleep. They're very vivid dreams. Sometimes they can last a split second, but you'll at least know that person's in your thoughts and in your dreams. It's a form of communication. I think the veil between the afterlife and here is thinnest when we're asleep. So pay attention to dreams. Also pay attention if you're thinking about them and you feel their energy. Or the next thing you might see is an angel number, 222-333. Or you might have introductions to people in your life that just blow you away. There's going to be something about that connects with all this. So pay attention to life changes. Pay attention to the angel numbers, music. If you think it's somebody in a song of theirs comes on, or I have that happen all the time. My grandfather's, his angel numbers and pennies. So if I ask for guidance on, should I do this? Should I do that? I get woken up at 5:55 a.m. on my alarm set for 6. So there's 3:05, and that's me beginning an opportunity. And I find a penny in my washer machine, which I don't use any coins in my pockets because I broke a power washer machine years ago that way. But my point is, he communicates that way to me. So I know with certain things I might ask about, I'll feel guided. And so that's just one thing that you'll develop over time. I also think you probably have a spiritual awakening. Sometimes when we grieve people, we'll get in contact with them on a deeper level, and they can help us develop more intuitively. And that's something else to keep in mind in the future, next year.
Okay. That's good to know that they're around. Don't bother me.
Yeah, I feel like
they're definitely around you.
They're on your dad's side.
That is actually pretty funny, because the last three relatives that I passed away have all been on my dad's side. Wow, that's good to know.
I hope you have a good night, and you're going to have a good life.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling. All right, thank you. Have a great weekend. Kelly Joe, I just realized we're running low on time, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing your gift with us today. It always is with you. I love it. I appreciate you doing these, and I want my audience to know that they should contact you at kellyjoepsychic.com for a reading, because Kelly Joe is one of the best I know. And I just want to share that always to tell you that.
Thank you. And I hope you have a good night.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Kelly Joe.
All right. Good night.
Right. I just want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode today and participating with your calls and your questions. Thank you so much for participating in this process. I love doing these with Kelly Joe. I just want to encourage everyone to definitely check out Psychic Visions podcast, which is on Instagram. Check out Electricast. Our show is on Electricast as well. Electricast.com. We joined the Electricast family January 1st. So new beginnings, new opportunities for everybody. And just stay positive. I know that a lot of people called in about job stress today and job work environment, and that seemed to be a prevalent theme. And I'll just say that if you're struggling and you're frustrated, just know that things will improve over time. Time has a way of doing that. And not to feel like if you're going to be stuck in something, because you can really change things in your life through the power of intention, manifestation, staying positive, having affirmations, meditating, staying grounded as much as possible. And reaching out to friends and family and just trying to do things in life that you might find can help you feel better after all the things we've been through the last few years. Take a trip if you can, a road trip, or Netflix and chill with friends. Do whatever you can. Go outside for a walk and stay positive. Thank you so much, guys. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore.
Welcome to Transforming 45, the podcast that celebrates the incredible power of passionate voices. I'm your host, Lisa Boat. Join me in conversation with heart-led humans who share their deeply personal stories of transformation. Transforming 45 is here to uplift, connect, and remind you that it's never too late to write your next chapter. So get ready to be inspired, empowered, and transformed. Join me in this community where, through powerful storytelling, we heal and reclaim our inherent magic.
Metrocast. Hey there, I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electricast. Electricast.